Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more, and that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the shows that I'm doing. Now, my guest that I'm introducing later today is Laurel Langmire. Laurel is the expert of a number of books that have been bestsellers, including The Millionaire Maker, a 3-book series, Put More Cash in Your Pocket. And her latest book is Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less, Make More. And it's gone to number 1 on Barnes & Noble and Amazon bestsellers, debuted at number 4 in the New York Times. And we're going to be talking to her about this concept of Yes Energy and how you can apply it in your life. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Laurel. Now, every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. And what I want to talk about is autism. Now, if you've been following the autism controversy, there are some studies that say, yes, autism is vaccine-related, a number that don't. Well, finally, somebody did what they call a meta-analysis, where they did a research study, and it was published in the Journal of Immunotoxicology by Helen Ratchasik. And what she did is she reviewed the complete body of published research since autism was first described in 1943. What she found is autism can be caused following vaccinations. And she looked at the whole gamut of what's going on and looked at it from a historical standpoint, and she found, for example, with the introduction of the MMR vaccine, that there was a additional spurt of autism when it was converted over to where human DNA was inserted in that vaccine. There was also an additional spike in 1995 when chickenpox vaccine was grown in human fetal tissue. And so we have rates that have been exploding from in the 1940s, where it was 4 in 10,000, to now where it's around 1 in 100 kids get autism. In the United Kingdom, it's even worse. It's 64. And in South Korea, they find it's 1 out of 38 kids getting autism. Now, in looking at this study, the researcher found that these increases are not due to better identifying children with autism. It's not a reclassification, improved screening. What she found is that there's a response in the brain that takes place where these vaccinations, and the vaccinations have been increasing dramatically over time. Back in 1983, before the autism epidemic began, children received 10 vaccinations before entering school. They're now up to 36 by the time they start school. What the researchers believe happened, and what I'm going to share with you is one of the main reasons, but it's not the only reason. And what's going on is that there are immune cells in the body, there are immune cells in the brain, and the immune cells from your body can enter your brain directly, and it causes your own immune system to be activated. What this means is that you can have a reaction normally when something gets in the brain and it has immune response. It releases certain chemicals and very quickly gets rid of it and subsides. With vaccinations, which are the dead or weakened illness that you're being injected with, that what happens is the length of this reaction in the brain to having this substance in the body goes on for a much longer period of time, anywhere from days, weeks to months. And because of the number of vaccines the body is getting, this brain immune system is constantly activated and then reactivated. And in this activation, it's doing all kinds of things to survive, quote unquote, a threat that doesn't exist. What happens when that happens? It starts to do other kinds of damage to the body, and you wind up eventually with autism. So this is very new research that's really looked at the whole history of the studies that have been done, and it's putting it back where it belongs, it seems like, which is primarily vaccination schedules that have way too much in them. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitzgut.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also do a monthly free e-newsletter that you can get by going to teplitz.com. You'll see the About Home button. Click there and you'll see you're able to subscribe, and that's health, nutrition, wellness oriented. And many times it's information different than what I have on Healthy Alternatives. Also at the top of Healthy Alternatives, you'll see a button that says Jerry Recommends. Those are people and products that I recommend that can have a real positive impact for you, so you might want to click there to check that information out. Every week I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the latest information about healthy alternatives, newest discoveries you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about is the largest U.S. health insurer, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has set a triple aim for better care for individuals, better health for population, and lower costs. Now, major efforts are now being lost to make care more patient-centered by them. That means becoming respectful and responsive to individual patients' preferences, needs, and values to ensure the patient's values guide all clinical decisions. At this point, our definitions of quality care and health outcome doesn't incorporate patient-centeredness. It's called the docs are looking for a disease-specific outcome that may not actually be what the patient wants. In multiple diseases that somebody has, somebody might want a different outcome. They're not expecting to have all the diseases cleared up, but they might want a change that would allow them to have a better quality of life. So this alternative approach is focused on the individual patient's goals and goes across a variety of things from symptoms to physical functional status, mobility, social functional roles. For example, a person with Parkinson's disease may establish goals for symptoms such as decreased rigidity and no falls. The patient may not be aiming to reduce their tremors or walk with a walker or continue to work for pay. When you stick goal-oriented in to the mix, it also has several advantages. It frames the discussion in terms of individually desired rather than kind of universal health states. A new therapy, as an example, may extend a patient's life with metastatic prostate cancer for several months, yet the person may not perceive this small gain as even being worthwhile for them. What this method does, it simplifies the decision-making for patients with multiple conditions by focusing on the outcomes that span these conditions and align their treatment goals to what they want. So as a person, for example, a patient with hypertension and postural hypotension, may opt to forego blood pressure-lowering treatments in favor of being able to walk with less fear of falling. It becomes their goal. And this also lets the patient be a part of the healing process, not be just kind of the prop for what the doc wants to do. And once the doc does know what the patient's desires are, then they can take steps to achieve these goals and monitor progress on reaching them. And if the patient's goals are not realistic or attainable, then the doc needs to explain what is possible and how to achieve those goals. So this is a new area that the Medicare, Medicaid folks are now saying needs to be a part of somebody's analysis of what a patient wants. That is a great healthy breakthrough, letting us decide what we want in our lives. Before I bring on my guest, Laurel Langmeyer, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Laurel Langmeyer. She is probably the most innovative and visible money expert that's around. She continues to call upon her what she calls yes energy to overcome the challenges of today's economy. As one of the only leading women who's really talking about money, Laura has spurred thousands of success stories around the world. She gives people simple tools to generate cash and build wealth. She even guarantees that they'll make money in her three-day Days to Cash workshop. She's the author of five best-selling books, including The Millionaire Maker, which is a three-book series, and Put More Cash Into Your Pocket. Her latest book is Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less, Make More. It went to number one on Barnes & Noble's, an Amazon bestseller, number four on New York Times, number nine on the Wall Street Journal, and is even number 51 on USA Today's list of best-selling books in the same week that it was released, which was just a couple of weeks ago, so it's still actually in movement. And this is really the beginning of something greater that she's looking at. We'll talk about that, a new movement of Yes Energy. And so, Laura, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. So your fifth book, which is Yes Energy, which just came out, how do you feel about having another book on the bestseller lists of all those different groups and organizations?
Well, I love having another one on the bestseller list, but what I love more than that is this one, which is about helping people find that yes energy in their life again, because so many people have no energy. And, you know, I've been known and I've helped people make money in 3 days. I help people become millionaires in 3 to 5 years. And given the recession and the depression and all the dramas, that's actually become sort of challenging when everyone has an excuse and a reason why they can't get it done. So yes energy, you know, in a lot of ways, amazing, because it's going to help people find that yes path again and you know, it is kind of fun on the bestseller list to see yourself in a New York Times newspaper, I got to say.
Yeah, I've had a couple go Amazon bestseller, so I know the feeling. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
And so in writing the book, so your trigger was with what's going on. You were seeing too many people coming up with the no, I can't excuses. And so that became the motivation for you to say, let's do something about this.
Yeah, well, that was a lot of it. And then there, you know, the other agenda is I wanted to work with Hay House very closely as an author, and being an author in other houses. And what I saw, in fact, you know, I started a Hay House radio show called Yes Energy. You know, we're looking at going to PBS and just a broader, I'm doing an audio book coming out in April on the book and calendaring and journals. And just, you know, it's really going to be a movement. It's not just the book and, you know, a race to the bestsellers, and then that's it. I mean, we really want to see this as a sustainable piece of our business. And, you know, as people get that Yes Energy back, they're going to want to make money. They just don't see the path because of, you know, credit and debt and dramas and mortgages, and they just can't see it right now. And, you know, it's been a long run.
And how are you defining Yes Energy more specifically in terms of what you're talking about? Because it can be defined a number of different ways.
It can be. So Yes Energy, it's really, it's that commitment. I say it's commitment and it's a way of life. You know, I always have been known for say yes and figure out how. And so when you say yes and figure out how, you live in a solution orientation. You live in a yes, I'm going to do something as a result, even if you don't know how to get it done. And what you have faith in is knowing somebody knows how to get it done. Other people have got it done. And just because you don't control and own that entire body of knowledge doesn't mean you can't get it done. So it's having people really see that the possibility of what they want is in front of them, but they've got to commit. And commitment is about yes.
And from my standpoint, with what I do is work with people's energy systems and how can we take charge of them, what I've seen is being on the positive side really ups your energy. And the more positive you are, the higher your energy will actually go, and that it's measurable, whereas when you start going negative, literally your whole body starts to fall apart. You stay negative long enough, you're going to create illness and disease and even death.
Well, and we've seen a lot of that, haven't we, in the last, you know, few years. The death toll's high, divorce rate's higher. The above 50 divorce rate's higher than it's ever been in the history of the country. It's been amazing to see how many people just give up. I've never seen, you know, we've never seen this kind of a long-term economy hit either, but whew, there's been a lot of no energy. And so part of the book, Jerry, you know, I write an equation about how to find that yes energy again. And you know, it's there. You just got to find a way to tap it and know it and believe it and have it.
So can you talk a little bit more about what the equation means and how it operates for folks to understand it?
Absolutely. So the equation really came out of me, you know, really spending a lot of time with me. I live in Lake Tahoe, so I spend a lot of time just really thinking about, you know, what is it that I do? You know, I've been through divorce, lawsuits. I've been through all sorts of, you know, painful situations that many people listening probably can, you know, relate to. You know, tough business things, tough business contracts, you know, all the same stuff that are obstacles. But the outside world, you know, mostly sees me as this, you know, positive, upbeat, you know. In fact, when I was talking to some, you know, to some of the folks at Hay House, they said, you know, you seem like you've never had anything negative happen. I said, I just don't stand and whine about it. You know, I just stay in that yes energy. So what it did, Jerry, has me really think about, well, how would I teach someone else to do what I do? And so the parts of the equation is changing your conversation. It's staying in that positive, forward-thinking conversation. It is having faith, certainty, and confidence, like really knowing that you know that confidence and certainty is within you. You just haven't found it in a long time. So how do you source that again? How do you source those times where it was amazing, it was successful, it was creative? So you can start building on, you know, confidence and certainty. In my experience with all the people that I've ever worked with, comes from evidence. So when you start getting more evidence of success, you start getting that confidence and certainty. And then you got to dream again. And the media is not helping this at all. You know, if I read another article about, well, we should just stay small and, you know, we shouldn't have dreamed as big in the first place. Oh, it's horrible reinforcement that's going on out there. But I say dream big. You know, big, hairy, audacious dreams. Really source your gifts, you know, monetize your gifts and skills. use a team that knows things you don't know. So if business or life presents you with a situation, you say, well, I don't know how to do it. Instead of saying, no, I can't do it, say, who knows how to do it that I could either partner, joint venture, get information, get a coach, get a mentor? How can I learn more to understand that, yes, it's a possibility? And then the last one, the sequence, is you have to do things in the right order for you, not for the rest of the world, but for you. Like what really, really, you know, what can you do? What's possible? What's the sequence? Doing the right thing at the right time creates enormous efficiencies. And so I talk a lot about how that creates the final piece of the equation. So it's conversation, faith, certainty, confidence, dreams, gifts, teams, and sequence. And all together creates EOE, extreme optimistic energy. And it's just been fun. It's been such a fun book to play with.
One of the things that I'm aware of is how group energy affects each other. And so in my view would be finding people to be on your team to make sure that they're in the yes energy too, because otherwise they become the bah humbug person and become the drag on your looking to accomplish what you'd like to have happen.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when people hear me talk, and I'm always asked, you know, what's the most important thing people can do today? It is about people in your environment. Change the people that have no energy around you immediately. Like, why do you continue to tolerate people? It's not like that's a new conversation. You know, it's been told many, many times that the five people that are closest to you probably are in the same salary range and same, you know, space. So why are you tolerating that? So even just the negative energy and the you can't do it energy, and, you know, so that people having yes, positive, forward-thinking energy is absolutely essential.
Now, how has your yes energy been helping you in this time period? Because you've said about, you know, you've had past things like divorce and being sued and stuff like that. What's happened to you and your business in the recession, and have you come about it, changing it with the yes energy?
That's a big question. So for us, you know, I have this theme during the heart of the recession, you know, 2008, 9, 10, that if you don't adjust your business model and your business results very quickly, you're going to die. So adjust and die, adjust and die. And so we did a lot of shifting with our, you know, from starting with real estate, which was way before the recession. So we came out with most of that sold where it needed to be sold or properly financed, to right-sizing teams. You know, and then as the recession went on and more people became unemployed, you can upscale your talent because there's so much amazing talent in the unemployment force right now. It's extraordinary. And then really, I mean, yes, energy in the last year has been, if you're not excited about getting up and changing the conversation about money and serving people in their lives with money in this conversation, then this probably isn't the train for you, because we're going to pick up the pace. We're going to move at a pace. You opened an office in Sydney, Australia. And so the expectation of yes energy and the authentic integrity to it has really, really ramped up our team. We've had enormous results, and it's that expectation of leading. In fact, there's a chapter in my book that says lead like you've never led. So if you don't have the results you want, you know, where are you still tolerating or avoiding or blaming or compromising? And what do you have to do as the leader of whether, you know, you have a job now or you have an entrepreneurial venture, but as someone who wants wealth or financial freedom, you've got to lead like you've never led.
So before we lead on and continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Laurel Langmire, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of Shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant headache and migraine relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Laura Langmire. She is an expert on money, and she's come out with a new concept, new book called Yes Energy to Overcome the Challenges of Today's Economy. Laurel has spurred thousands of folks to be successful around the world, and she is the author of 5 bestsellers, including The Millionaire Maker, a 3-book series, and Put More Cash Into Your Pocket. And her latest book that went to number 1 on Barnes & Noble's Amazon bestseller, number 4 New York Times, number 9 Wall Street Journal, is Yes Energy, The Equation to Do Less, Make More. And you can learn more about how to get the book at www.yesenergybook.com. So, Laurel, before we broke, you were talking about the success that you've started to create for yourself again. Can you go into a little more detail in terms of when you were creating this in this economy, what were some of the hurdles you had to overcome for yourself?
I think the biggest hurdle, and not only for myself, but the small business entrepreneur, is that a lot of our, whether it's a corporate client, government client, is that everyone reduced, you know, their expenditures, their cash flows, and needing to really manage for the first time taking, accounts receivable. It's managing cash flow, and believe me, I'm like a queen at it. I can manage and fix anyone's cash flow issues, whether it's through increasing sales or watching how they spend, cleaning up their, you know, bookkeeping systems. It's critical. And I think those things, as I watched, whether you call my competitors or I watched other businesses and I watched a lot of our clients, it was probably the number one obstacle that everyone had to deal with is how do you adjust pricing? How do you start taking payment plans, which then reduces cash flow? How do you then learn to pay and manage, you know, what do you need and create high efficiencies out of what you have? I think that is the biggest piece, and that includes human capital. How do you create the highest expectation and result out of the human capital you have, which again then led to, you know, with still millions of people on an employment line, some of them very arrogant and won't take anything less than their prior salary in 2005, which they're still going to be on unemployment lines or become a consultant. There's enormous talent in the space right now, in all spaces. And so I think there's a lot of adjustment around that tactic, but there's a lot of adjustment around mindset of, you know, are you going to reduce your expectation, reduce your dream? Are you going to, for us, a big, big, it wasn't an obstacle, it was an opportunity that we weren't fully capitalizing on, which is go global. And, you know, we picked up licenses across the world of people taking on our work. Like I said, I open an office and I have a full staff in Sydney, Australia. A lot of speakers go in and out of Australia. We actually live and breathe and are fully set up there as a formal, you know, office in downtown Sydney. And so there was a lot of opportunities that I don't think we would have taken advantage of given the United States economy pressure. So I think there's a lot. There was a lot. And I think the gift and the blessing is having the intuitive and business experience on what to do to fix and what to fix. I think a lot of people just – and I saw this. You know, I was in Dr. Phil's Money Expert through a lot of those years, Jerry. And what I think a lot of people did isn't stand back and work smarter and create efficiencies. They just worked harder doing the same thing. And I can't say that enough. Working harder doing the same thing does not work. It isn't going to get better because you worked harder or gave it 2 more hours. 2 more hours doing the wrong thing isn't going to create any result.
So, Laura, give us an example of someone who's been through your system and where they started and where they are now.
Oh, man, I have so many examples.
Just one lady.
So one lady, let's see, who would I use? Actually, I'll use a young girl. She's 22 years old. She's in my mentoring program right now. She designs very, very high-end custom body jewelry. So like jewelry that drapes across, you know, your shoulders to across your boots, legs. I mean, this very interesting jewelry. And it was just like a fun hobby idea. Her mom really came to fix her psychotherapy coaching business. But the truth is, the daughter's the one that picked up the pace and, you know, just was amazing. And not that Ellen didn't do anything fabulous, but Molly, the daughter, is, and she's just extraordinary. She got picked up in Fashion Week. She has been picked up. And so what she learned is to not make the mistake of designing a lot of jewelry, having a lot of inventory without it selling first. So I taught her the concept of pre-selling and use the money to create the cash so you aren't in this huge cash, you know, detriment. So we create, I mean, you're hearing cash management, cash management, cash management. I'm a, you know, I'm meticulous about that. For those who really pay attention to it, and she did. So she started with a hobby in her bedroom, you know, in a little home office, to now having a partial office where she shares with a couple other small business owners. And she got out and she sold, and she sold into boutiques, and she sold into Hollywood, and she sold into big contracts. So there was a swimsuit line that has just picked her up for a full photo shoot. She was just in L.A., did the Fashion Week, and got picked up by two celebrities who were going to wear her jewelry on consignment, and then all the orders, she'll take the money and then produce the inventory. Now her next levels, we're saying, you know, now your biggest risk is if you don't go get, you know, some lines of credit or cash, you're going to get 1,000, you know, unit order and you won't have money to make it. So, I mean, from a very small level to a very tactical level, we help coach her on how to move through this. I mean, her goal is to make $500,000, and I met her just over not even a year ago. So that's a very real example of someone who's growing, now growing in the right direction, where, you know, some other folks had told her, you know, just go build a whole inventory line and then go out and show all this inventory. That would have made her very cash poor. She didn't have a lot of resources to start with. She only needed a few pieces, you know, one of a few, a lot of pictures, and a great website, which, you know, didn't take her a lot to create, and then go sell that and get orders, use the orders to produce. So it's little stuff, but those are significant things. People that might be listening say, well, that's kind of simple to think. It's not as simple. And the other piece that I do with a lot of folks, there's a dog walking, two older sisters, baby boomer sisters, worked in high tech for a long time. They started a pet care business in Sacramento. When I met them, they were making a couple $100s, doing it kind of as a hobby, not knowing what to do with their next life. And within 90 days of working with them and teaching them how to sell and pre-sell and really market that business locally, they're doing over $6,000 a month consistently. And they have a beautiful website selling all sorts of dog wares. So from all sorts of walks of life of business, and you can tell my voice probably changes, I love work with businesses. Love
so
fixing
what would,
them.
What, Laura, what would be the first step for my listeners to take in terms of living in Yes Energy that you'd recommend?
I would say the first thing was just to kind of complete off that monetary piece is, what do you already know how to do that you could monetize today? And everyone listening has some expertise, some talent, some gift that they could do, right? Somebody, they all have something. But as far as the Yes Energy, so that attitude, that commitment, that, you know, beautiful, like, solid energy, it's surround yourself with only people. And if that is audio tapes of people like me or they're just listening to us and are living Yes Energy, only surround yourself in your conversation, literally if it's around audios, because some of you have, you know, such negative people around your life. Only surround yourself with that positive, forward-thinking conversation. That's number one. And then the other thing that I always have my folks do that are listening is to start creating a list of the things you should do less of, because that's really not your skill set, and the things you should do more of, because it truly is what you need to be doing to create more in your life. And so when you start getting honest with yourself, and you look at your day, look at the pattern of your day, what creates a result and what just creates a lot of chaos and busyness. And when you really get honest with yourself and start doing that assessment, Jerry, I think a lot of people have clarity. That's just stunning.
Now, how does nutrition and exercise fit into your Yes Energy dynamic?
I think it's mandatory. I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life. I have an exercise physiology master's degree. So it's kind of fun. I get to bring that back to this, you know, conversation. I think even if it's just get out and take a walk and be in fresh air. I mean, like I said, I live in Lake Tahoe, so I live in Angel Air. I would say just be out in nature and God's energy, and the physical, you know, endorphins and adrenaline that run through your body totally shifts. I mean, at a cellular level, shifts your body. And even if you do it for a small period, you know, get 4 or 5 days in a week. And again, surround yourself with people who do that. I mean, everybody I know, when we go away, I mean, we're taking ski trips, scuba diving trips, hiking trips, biking trips. I mean, it's how we, you know, play. My new one, Jerry, is motocross and motorcycles. I'm having so much fun doing that out in the desert. So, but there's got to be some, I think, critical exercise, nutrition, hydration. I always put hydration and sleep in because I don't think health and wellness people talk enough about the necessity for rested sleep and replenishing and water. I mean, I watch so many of our students come here to Lake Tahoe at 6,000 feet and become dehydrated in a day because they don't drink enough water. Because I'm a huge, huge fan of it, and I think that's critical. And I think as you and I were talking about, there's so much no energy that creates that disease. And it's just so curable for people who want to take it on. And, you know, if money and career isn't the place you want to take it on, then take it on in your health and your spiritual life or your relationships. But pick an area and get to it.
Yeah, some of the things that I'm aware of in terms of exercise is that it actually will alleviate depression in folks who are just mildly depressed. And with what's going on in the economy, you know, even though it may be hard to say I'm going to go exercise, that's, as you're saying, probably one of the best things you could do to raise your yes energy up to a higher level.
Oh, I think so too. And like I said, even if, you know, you're completely out of shape and haven't worked out in a long time, just start. You know, I ran and ran and ran most of my life. And then, you know, once I had my daughter, I hadn't run in, you know, a couple of years. You know, I'd skied and I'd played, but not really got back into that, you know, I mean, urge to have to do it all the time just is there. And, you know, I just started doing a half mile and a mile and, you know, up. And now I'm knocking off minutes off my mile. And you got to find your thing, whether it's walking, hiking, yoga. You got to find something, I think, that creates that healing at a cellular level. Don't you find, Jerry, that when people, again, whatever area of your life you take on, when you start seeing evidence anywhere, just with your physical body or your spiritual energy, that all of that starts translating to all the other areas of your life? And the mistake I think a lot of people make, and you probably see this too, is I see folks want to take on all of it at one time. It's too much. I mean, I would say you're out of shape in a lot of areas of your life, so don't take on all of it. Create lactic acid, then fall down and say, see, it didn't work. It does work. You just took on too much too fast for what you're really committed to. So take on something to show a result so you get some evidence and then get that confidence back. And then with that, you'll see that it'll grow. And over the course of months, you know, you'll be up in a completely different energy.
So for listeners who would like to see how they can really change their energy to this concept of yes energy that Laurel's talking about, you can go to her website and get her book. It's www.yesenergybook.com. That's yesenergybook.com. Laurel, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Hey, Jared, thank you, and appreciate all of the listeners, and go get energy in your life.
My guest next week is going to be Kathleen Rich New. Kathleen spent 25 years in human resources. She's worked for high-tech companies like Apple, Nortel, Silicon Graphics. She's got 3 degrees, a BS, an MBA in marketing, master's in international human resources. She founded her company Clarity Works Consulting and the Executive Women's Coach. She's a columnist, and she's co-author of Looking for the Good Stuff, A Guide to Enjoying and Appreciating Life, and PBS has brought this for their employees. Her latest book is You Always Need a Plan B, The Real Deal Guide to Jumpstarting Your Next Career. And we're going to be talking to Kathleen about this book, and with all the chaos in the environment, you really need a plan B and how you can go about it, and how that's going to assist you in your life. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.